It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Emmy Special Screen Talk Edition. I have Michael Schneider, the executive editor of IndieWire. I'm Ann Thompson, editor at large. And we are moving into the limited and TV series. We are going to look at the acting and the series itself. Let's start with Best Actor in a Limited Series or Television Movie. And I hear The Wizard of Lies is a very popular entry in this category. What do you hear, Michael?
Well, it's De Niro. That name right there, Robert De Niro. He really, is, of course, an awards favorite going way back. So I think
he's a movie star.
Yeah, and you know, he personified Bernie Madoff pretty well in that movie. So if The Wizard of Lies is going to win anything, De Niro is strong, but you still got Riz Ahmed, who, even though The Night Of, that goes back to last fall. That feels like ancient times ago, but people loved The Night Of. Riz Ahmed was really just a sensation in that. For a lot of people, that was their discovery of him, and he's gone on to sort of make his way toward household name status.
So, it made him a star. There's no question about that. And I also think he gave an amazing performance. I understand I interviewed John Turturro, who also gives an amazing performance. Are they going to knock each other out?
I don't think so. And, looking at the odds on Gold Derby, actually, they've got Turturro, believe it or not, at the bottom.
I don't understand that. He's such a great actor, and he's so great in this. I mean, from the scratching and the cellophane
Maybe people are just grossed out by the skin and the feet and all that.
Well, grossing out shouldn't be a factor.
I know.
Riz Ahmed is amazing, but he gives a very, and what Turturro told me was that he wanted to act more. And the Steve Zalian and Richard Price and the other people, the directors that they worked with, had to sort of keep him tamped down, keep him reserved, because they didn't want to give everything away. There's a big reveal at the end, and and they wanted it to remain enigmatic throughout. And he did a great job.
Yeah, so, clearly the front runner. It's a good year for Riz Ahmed. He's also nominated as a guest actor for Girls, as we know. So, he's got two chances to win an Emmy this year. So, don't bet against him. It's a great category, though. You mentioned De Niro. You've also got Jeffrey Rush from Genius, playing the elder Albert Einstein.
Another movie star, although I hear good things about the younger Einstein as well. People seem to like him.
Oh, it was a great 1-2 punch. You got Ewan McGregor from Fargo playing two roles. So that can't be understated.
Some complaints about his accent, though.
I suppose, trying to perfect that Northern Midwestern accent. You've got Benedict Cumberbatch, returning for Sherlock, the Lying Detective.
I've got him at the bottom of my list.
Yeah, a little more under the radar this time.
It's tired.
It's a little, with all these fresh names and faces and shows, Sherlock feels a little long in the tooth, you're right. And then Turturro, like you mentioned. Why don't we move to the actress category, because this is the embarrassment of riches category.
Oh, it's so great.
Can we give all six of them?
I know, they're all amazing. We have Nicole Kidman in Big Little Lies, who I would project to be the winner. But it's close, because right behind her, or maybe even ahead of her, is just Jessica Lange in Feud, who I would give the edge to over Susan Sarandon, only because she's playing this character, Joan Crawford, who's so horrible and conniving and nasty and you know, really has the knives out. I mean, not that Susan Sarandon's Betty Davis doesn't, but you care about her anyway. You find yourself crying for Joan Crawford.
Yeah, well, you've got what's interesting in this category is you've got, you know, Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon battling each other out for Feud. And then you've got Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon also battling each other out for Big Little Lies. So you've got a lot of competition in this category.
So do they all knock each other out and give it to Carrie Coon for Fargo?
That's the dream. That's the dream, man. We are big Carrie Coon fans here at Team IndieWire TV. Although she's nominated for Fargo, we especially love her for The Leftovers. But we're Carrie Coon all the way. So I wouldn't be mad at the Academy if Carrie Coon ended up taking home the Emmy. But Nicole Kidman right now is the front runner. It was an amazing performance and an amazing role.
And an amazing year for her. So she's just had, she had four movies at Cannes. She got a special award there from the jury. You know, she's gotten rave reviews for her movies, and now she's just knocked it out of the park with this. Yeah. And she and Stellan, I mean, Alexander Skarsgård together working with this very, with the handheld cameras and the 360-degree digital environments, they just did this extraordinary thing with the abusive relationship between this husband and wife.
No, it was stunning. It was. I mean, Big Little Lies was just a triumph overall. But Nicole Kidman, especially, we thought we knew so much about her. But you're right. This year, we're being surprised again by some of her roles and some of her choices. Great year for Nicole Kidman. So, front runner all the way. We should mention Felicity Huffman also nominated in the category. She's fine, but you know, is sort of a little bit the odd nominee out. Given all the other talent,
it's hard to compete with that list. And right. Then we have Best Supporting Actor in a Limited Series or Television Movie, and I'm going to go with Alexander Skarsgård for Big Little Lies in this particular case.
Yes. For all the reasons we just mentioned.
Yeah.
You just mentioned, exactly. I could easily see both of them coming up and grabbing an Emmy. I would not be shocked.
And again, he's an actor who's revealing a tender, sort of vulnerable, parental side in this, as well as he's not a conventional villain. He's a man in the grip of a terrible, terrible disease and just cannot get rid of his anger and his violence.
Right. He's sympathetic but hateable at the same time, and charming at times too. It's you can see why Nicole Kidman's character is struggling with all of this. It's not as cut and dry, and just powerful performances by them both. So I think they'll both be taking home Emmys. But rest of the category, again, very strong. You've got a number of nominees from Feud, Betty and Joan, Stanley Tucci and Alfred Molina. You've got David Thewlis from Fargo, who, again, was great as the creepy villain in this season.
Best teeth in television.
Yes. Yes, and then you've got two nominees from The Night Of, Michael Kenneth Williams, who's another actor who, going back to The Wire,
we love him, and also Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, and every time you see him, you just know you're in for some great TV and some great acting. And Bill Camp, also from The Night Of.
So again, then you have Alfred Molina versus Stanley Tucci. I'd give Molina the edge in that situation for Feud. He plays the director, where Tucci plays the studio head, and I just think Molina's delicious. You know, he's having an affair with Betty Davis. He's trying to keep his dignity while these women walk all over him, and so does Stanley Tucci as the head of Warner Brothers. But I don't think any of them have a chance against Skarsgård.
Yeah. Okay. So supporting actress in a movie or miniseries. Again, some real stellar names and players.
Well, we've got The Wizard of Lies again with Michelle Pfeiffer. Do you think she's the front runner in this case?
No, it's looking like Laura Dern right now is the front runner from Big Little Lies.
She's competing with Shailene Woodley.
But she's also having a great year. I mean,
again,
by the way, she's killing it right now on Twin Peaks, and you're seeing Laura Dern everywhere you turn, and I think that's going to help her. She's got a lot of buzz right now overall.
And she's popular. People adore her.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, and played a very strong-willed character, another complicated character in a series full of complicated characters on Big Little Lies, and so, you know, that's why I think she's the front runner. But you've got, again, some great names: Judy Davis, who's an Academy favorite in Feud, Betty and Joan. You got Regina King, another Academy favorite in American Crime. Michelle Pfeiffer, like you mentioned, Shailene Woodley, like you mentioned,
yeah, and Jackie Hoffman in Feud, also.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Judy Davis is competing with her co-star.
Right. So another stacked category.
All right. So if we look at limited series itself, we have an incredible list of miniseries. We have Big Little Lies. We have Feud, The Night of, Fargo, and Genius, all of them excellent. And I have to, you know, there's a part of me that feels so strongly that The Night Of is just extraordinary cinematic TV, but I have to understand, and again, from HBO, I have to assume that Big Little Lies is the one that's going to win this category.
Yeah, I would say so. I think, you know, The Night Of, it's amazing that it still has as much heat as it does, considering, you know, like we mentioned, it was a while ago that it was on. Big Little Lies was a little more recent, and, you know, Feud even more recent, Fargo a little more recent, and Genius just came off as well. But Big Little Lies does seem to have just the heat. All these actors that we mentioned, and also it's the front runner in the writing and directing categories.
Jean-Marc Bellet directed all of them, and he did an extraordinary job, again, bringing very naturalistic, realistic cinematic techniques to working with some of the best actors around, and it paid off.
And on the writing side, David E. Kelley, who is, of course, a name that we've known for decades, going back to L.A. Law and Ally McBeal and Boston Public and so much The Practice. I mean, this guy was a titan of TV in the 80s and 90s, kind of fell off the radar a little bit. Took a few years off, tried to, you know, do some stuff in broadcast more recently. It didn't work. And so he turned his attention suddenly to cable, and it is paying off big time. The guy is suddenly hot again. He's got Mr. Mercedes coming on right now on the Audience Network. But Big Little Lies was really sort of a new sort of chapter in the amazing career of David E. Kelley. And, you know, this is a guy who 1 year won both the drama and comedy award in the same year.
But he was always a very network kind of writer. And what I find interesting about this is how when merged with this very cinematic director who has a very, you know, specific way of shooting, you ended up with something that was higher quality than what an ordinary network series would be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Again, it's like a new chapter in his career. But this is a guy who didn't need necessarily a new chapter, but he got it anyway. And, you know, Big Little Lies is a sensation. And, you know, he's going to pick up yet another Emmy to add to his mantle, I think, for writing, let alone for the series as well, which, again, does seem to be the front runner in the limited series category.
I have to say, I do love Feud. I do. And I know I'm a Hollywood maven and it's period. And I know the history and it's just so delicious and juicy. And I also identify with these older women who are struggling, you know, to hang on by their fingernails. And I know enough about actors and actresses to sort of understand how they think. And so I just think that everybody did a great job, but it's going to be hard to compete with Big Little Lies.
Yeah, I mean, the Feud obviously has a few things going for it. It's about Hollywood, of course, so you're right. A lot of voters also will relate to it for a number of reasons. And, of course, Ryan Murphy, the power of Ryan Murphy, who dominated this category last year with The People versus O.J. Simpson. Don't ever underestimate Ryan Murphy and his power. So you know, you never know, but it does feel like it's Big Little Lies this year. TV movie side, this is an interesting category because you've got a mix of things, including series that submitted episodes, anthology series that submitted episodes as movies. And as a result, you've got a front runner in an episode of Black Mirror that could win it all as TV movie.
That's San Junipero, right?
Right. That's the one that everyone's been talking about with Mackenzie Davis and Gugu Mbatha-Raw. That's sort of an interesting story. I don't want to give away the twist if you haven't seen it yet, but it's a really fun twist. But a good chunk of it takes place in the 80s. So it's a lot of fun with the music of the era and the clothes of the era. And then the relationship between these two women is fascinating. It's the kind of thing where I'm like almost bummed that it's one episode. I would watch this series. But it is one episode, and they submitted it as a TV movie, and it's the front runner as a result.
Interesting. I would have thought that in the old universe, that The Wizard of Lies would have been the one that the older audience would go for. Black Mirror skews a little younger.
Yeah, and
it's, you know, Netflix.
It's Netflix, so it's got the power of Netflix behind it. But of course, Wizard of Lies has the power of HBO behind it. So wouldn't be shocked if it ended up going to Wizard of Lies. You know, I don't think there was as much heat surrounding Wizard of Lies. So there may be a feeling that if we give it to De Niro, then that may be fine enough.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
If he gets it, that is.
And the fact that Oprah Winfrey didn't get nominated for The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks suggests weakness for that particular entry.
Right. So that's down there. Sherlock, like we mentioned, that feels a little long in the tooth. And then the one sort of surprise entry, Christmas of Many Colors, which was a sequel to the Dolly Parton movie Coat of Many Colors from the year before. That's sort of the soft feel good entry, I suppose, but doesn't have any real creative heat behind it. So it's an honor just for Dolly Parton to be nominated, I suppose.
Well, thank you, Michael. This is always fun, and we will reconvene next week and hit a whole new set of categories as we
exactly
head toward the finish line.
We're heading into the big categories now. Here we go. Let's talk comedy and drama in the next few weeks.
All right. See you later. Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.